So what Jesus is offering us, all of us as believers, is the opportunity to see differently, to see with new eyes. How do you do that? Simply, you invite God's perspective into decision making. This world is real, but it is temporary. You and I are supposed to be in this world, drawing life from that world. And he says, when you do that, you will not lose heart. Sometimes it says suddenly. That means out of nowhere. Are you telling me you can be messed up for 18 years? Doctors can't help you, friends can't help you. You can be toe up from the flow up for 18 years and just a touch. Just a touch from Jesus can turn that thing around overnight. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendant, heirs according to the promise. Somebody ought to get excited up in here. You can tell them now, I'm a child of the King. On my roof, there's a satellite. Satellite dish is on my roof. That satellite dish on my roof receives a signal from a satellite up there in the ionosphere that I do not see, but it sends an invisible signal to the dish on my roof that's picked up by the receiver in my house. What is taken from my roof, from the satellite in space that's communicated to my receiver, allows me to see a picture on the screen of my TV. A signal from up there is grabbed on my roof, translated to my receiver, so I can see clearly what an invisible wave has to say. When a person accepts Christ, God installs a receiver, a capacity to pick up signals from up there. You don't see up there, but it's a frequency. This frequency is translated into your house, your body, and picked up on by a receiver. The satellite in your life is your soul. Your soul is the satellite to pick up the signal from what you can't see to the house that your soul lives in, where your satellite dish is located. Connected to the satellite dish of the soul is a receiver, your spirit. Your spirit receiver translates to your soul a picture, if you will, of the frequency from heaven so that you can live it out in history. Because we do not either understand it or operate by it, we have receivers that are regularly turned off. Now, if you're a believer, you have one. But if a receiver is turned off, you don't get a picture, even though you have the capacity to get a picture. Every believer has been given the capacity of the Holy Spirit to speak to the human spirit, to talk to the soul, so you can see spiritual reality. But because we do not operate that way consistently, we're often looking at a blank TV screen. We're not getting a picture. Paul talks about this in detail. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where he informs us about the frequency of heaven. He says in verse 9, "For just as it is written, things which eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, and which hath not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him." Now, first, when you hear that, you might think he's talking about heaven. But look at verse 10. "For to us God revealed them through the Spirit." So he's talking about something that God has revealed, not something that is awaiting us in the sweet by and by. He's talking about the illuminating work of the Spirit to give us the frequency of heaven, the invisible wave from up there, what God has revealed through his Spirit that allows the receiver to translate it to your life. We'll tell you how as we go along. He says, "For the Spirit," verse 10, "searches out all things, even the deep things of God." God's Spirit, the third member of the Trinity, has access to God's database. Verse 11, "For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God." He says the Spirit knows the deep things of God because the Spirit is the third member of the Trinity. He is God, and so he knows the deep things of God. And of course, God has all knowledge about all things because he is omniscient, full knowledge. And the Spirit knows that. So since the Spirit knows all that God knows, then to get correct information from God, you have to be in touch with the Spirit because he's got the information. Let's continue. "Now we have received," talking about Christians, believers, "not the spirit of the world." This is very important. Stay with me here. "But the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God." I need to read that verse again. "For we have received," every Christian has received, the receiver, "not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who," because he's a person, "who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God." That verse is pregnant. If you want to know the things that God has to say, you cannot be operating from the spirit of the world. Amen. Amen. He says, we've not been given the spirit of the world. That's not what God gave us. He gave us the spirit that is from God. And the beautiful thing about it is, he says, it's free. Well, when we learn, when you and I learn increasingly, progressively, ongoingly to operate by means of the Spirit, things get clearer. This is called illumination. John says this in St. John chapter 14, verse 17. "That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you." He says the world can't get this information. So if you're not operating with the receiver that God has placed in you, you don't get the information either, because you're not operating on this receiver. What he calls the spirit of truth, similar to what he's saying here. Our goal today is to increase, turn up the dimmer switch, our ability to pick up the frequency of heaven. And so he says, you have the spirit, you have receiver, you receive. He goes deeper, verse 13. Which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, watch it, but in those taught by the Spirit, comparing spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. He says, you cannot get this data, this information, this signal by human wisdom, meaning man's thinking independently of God. Human wisdom is the perspective of man independently of God. The receiver won't work. The new receiver won't work, won't come on, because it's not given to human wisdom. So the moment you bring man's viewpoint into the discussion that is contrary to God's viewpoint, your receiver shuts off. You don't cancel its existence, because the Spirit of God is in you, but it shuts down. One of the reasons why we don't pick up the signal is it has to keep shutting down every day, because we appeal to human wisdom. We go to man's thinking independently of God. And we do this on every subject known to man. We do this on race. We do this on gender. We do this on knowledge. We do this on education. You pick the subject. We do this on relationships. We quickly go to man's wisdom, human thought. He says, once you do that, you have placed yourself in antithesis to God's perspective. He says the way it works is you compare spiritual thoughts with spiritual words, meaning you must bring your thinking in line with God's thinking. Spiritual words, what God has to say about it. God has installed in you and me a new software. And that software is designed to run on his receiver, and only his receiver. And whenever information is brought over to that receiver that is not consistent with God, it is booted, it is rejected, it is denied. The wavelength shuts off. And you cannot receive, because that's not what he gave you. In fact, it's worse than that. Verse 14. But a natural man or woman does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. When you and I were born, we were born with a defect called the sin nature. It's like a mirror that's been cracked and distorted. Every person born is born with a cracked soul, because they're born with a dead spirit. When a person is converted, that's the natural thing, because it's natural to every person born. When a person accepts Christ, they are converted. So that the Spirit, the receiver, comes alive. In order to communicate to the cracked soul. Because everybody's born with a cracked soul. But this new receiver can send data to the cracked soul. But the natural man does not have this receiver. So the natural man operates with a cracked soul that doesn't pick up a divine wavelength. He can't pick it up. He says it cannot. He cannot understand it. Now the problem is that a Christian can function naturally. That's why chapter 3, verses 1 to 3 calls them carnal or fleshly Christians. He says the natural man cannot receive the things from the Spirit of God. Verses 15 and 16. But he who is spiritual, not natural, not carnal, chapter 3. He says, I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men. Brethren, you're Christian, but I can't talk to you like you're spiritual. But as to men of flesh, carnal, as to infants in Christ. I wish I could give you this spiritual stuff, but y'all are Christians with your receiver off. Did you know you could be in church with your receiver off? Because you're still functioning naturally. He says, but you who are spiritual, who is a spiritual Christian? A spiritual Christian is a man or woman who consistently operates from a divine frame of reference. Let me say that again. A spiritual Christian or a spiritual person is a Christian who consistently operates from a divine frame of reference. Amen. In other words, they want to know God's perspective up front. As a normal way of operating. Now, we don't do it perfectly in our humanity and our limitations, but the idea is to do it progressively. He says, you who are spiritual, who consistently operate with the receiver, God's framework in mind. He says, appraises all things. He says, the spiritual man has the ability to see deeper than the external, like a doctor using an X-ray machine. And then he says, all things. In other words, there is no category that's exempt from the appraising work of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he's got a Google search to the whole nature of God. Amen. In other words, you can't inform him. He's uneducatable. Since God is uneducatable, he gives information. He doesn't receive it. Amen. So he says the Spirit appraises all things. There is no category exempt. But that's not all he says. He goes on to say, yet he, the spiritual person, is appraised by no one. Hello. He says, the spiritual man understands all things, but folk don't understand him. Non-spiritual folk can't figure out spiritual folk. And the reason why is y'all not listening to the same station. One group is on AM and another group is on FM, and those are two different frequencies. He says, but the spiritual man, he's not appraised, he's not fully understood by the natural man or the carnal Christian who is functioning as a natural person. And then he brings it all home in verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him. Okay, that goes back to Isaiah 40, 13. Who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? The answer obviously is, well, nobody can teach God anything. And here it is, here it is. But we, Christians, who are spiritual, well, even if you're not spiritual, it's true, you may not be using it, we have the mind of Christ. He brings it all home here. Every Christian possesses the mind of Christ like every human being has a brain. Okay, let me say it again. Every human being has a brain. Every Christian has the mind of Christ. What does the brain do? Send signals to the body about how it should operate. The brain tells the hand to move, the leg to move, the mouth to speak. When there is a stroke, when there is an infirmity of the brain, the data, the frequency is not given to the body at a level that the body can respond to it. There has been a breakdown in transmission. You have, every Christian, the mind of Christ. It's been planted in you. What the brain is to the body, follow me, the mind is to the soul. It dispenses data, frequencies, so that the life gets information from heaven into the satellite of the soul from the receiver of the spirit, which you have received, which is the mind of Christ. Is that you now begin to look at life as Christ would look at it. So you literally begin to think God's thoughts after him. Now, why is this important? Because where you pick up the signal is in the mind. In the mind, I don't just mean the brain. The mind is the information center of the soul, like the brain is the information center of the body. So what God does is he shares his thoughts with you. He brings his thoughts into your thinking so that you begin to think as he's thinking, because the two of you are thinking alike at the same time, because you're on the same wavelength with the receiver. But the moment you start AM and FM-ing-ish, jumping frequencies, you're shutting it down. And the system is not continually working. You have the mind of Christ, the capacity to think God's thoughts after him. They will always be true with his word, but they will be applied in your life. You have the mind of Christ. There is a frequency from heaven that informs your thinking. And he says, when it informs your thinking, back to verse 9, you will see things that eye cannot see. He says, you will hear things that ear cannot hear. And you will perceive things that have not entered into the heart of man. In other words, things you wouldn't naturally have come up with. Amen. So this is not talking about physical, because you're seeing things I can't see. You're hearing things they can't hear, and you're perceiving things that your humanity can't perceive. He means he's giving you a frequency from another realm that goes beyond the physical but enters the mind. The Bible calls it the renewing of the mind. You begin to think God's thoughts after him. As you apply national news based on his word to your local situation, God, I'm in touch with your spirit. I need you to appraise this. The Spirit of God does all that because, guess what? It deals with all things. Because Paul says, then I will know like I am now known. He says, I now look at life through a glass darkly. But on that day, I will know as I am known. So there will come a time when you won't have to wonder. You won't have to search. You won't have to deal with invisible wavelength. Because then, face to face, you will see them. But in the meantime, you got a receiver that's been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. So why don't you keep it on and use it so that you can get all the benefits of high-level communication with Almighty God.
As I drove around the Rocky Mountains, I would often lose signal. Signal from the radio, signal from the phone, because I was cut off from being able to communicate with the towers that would provide me the ability to hear, to text, to talk. As we live our lives on earth, we can get separated from the frequency of heaven and not get the sounds from above to guide us in our earthly journey here below. But the frequency of heaven is designed to be picked up by God's people because it's located by something God has placed inside of you to pick up the glory of God through the work of the Spirit in the soul of man so that you can actually hear heaven speak as you live your life on earth. Let's find out what that frequency sounds like and how to stay in touch with it.